Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For you regular listeners, I'm sure you're sick of this, but if you'd like to read my written blog, which is always different than this one, that's at www.lifetapestrycreations.com. Lifetapestrycreations.com. Been an interesting week. Several people have written me telling me how their sleep patterns have been disrupted. Mine have been too, and I wake up really tired, and I'm not sleeping as long as I normally have. So I'm guessing we're converting, transitioning, shifting. I think of it as a computer upload and learning some new skills along the way. Let's see what we get for the next few days. By the way, it's been beautiful here with low humidity, and I've just been resting out in my courtyard in between, you know, the daily things that you do, reading some great books and things. So let's see what we get. Dear ones, you'll be surprised to know that this rest period is more meaningful than you realize in a number of ways. One, you are able to share pieces of expertise as has come through various messages. You know, if you do this, you do that. So in essence, kind of creating an overall manual of abilities that you have now. Now, some of you are saying, well, I couldn't do this, or I couldn't do that, or I don't know what other people are talking about. Don't worry. All that means is it isn't an important skill for you. Do you see? We are going to be telling you more and more about different skills, but if it doesn't feel comfortable or work for you or whatever, it's just not that important to you at this time. Remember, each of you is unique, and what you still are doing within yourself are saying, or you are still saying, if Johnny can do this and Billy can do this, why can't I do this? There must be something wrong with me. And instead, it is Johnny has his own path, Billy has his own path, and you have your own path. And so there are areas of expertise that are important to you and others that are not. Don't fret. You're of the fifth dimension. You have the skills that you can use when you want to use them. You know, we have long said that channeling is going to become so commonplace that nobody will think it's unusual. Yes, you all have channeling abilities. Either within yourself, asking yourself information, that's channeling, or from the ethers, that's channeling, visions. You all have skills. You just choose not to use all the skills, or it is important for you to hone those skills. You know, when you get new software, those who love computers are in seventh heaven testing this and trying this and putting this here and putting that there. Those of you who aren't that interested other than the basics, don't take time to test those things, even though you have the abilities. So it is for you now. So any skills we tell you about, don't worry if they're not part of what interests you in terms of your path. Now, let us move on to something else. We said a few days ago that the power mongers, those who need power for their stability, which is a very 3D stability, of course, are going to act more and more oddly. They are going to do things more and more where people say, really? He or she did that, said that? Why? Because they don't know which way to turn. Those pieces that used to get them have them receive accolades and money and power in the past are starting to slip away. And they don't know what to do. So their acts are becoming more odder, more unusual, more unique, more head-shaking kind of, are you kidding? And that is merely them grabbing on their power. Now, many of you, even though you are of the fifth dimension, are afraid that that is the end product of the world of simulation. You know, everything is turned upside down, which the structures are being destroyed, yes, and so in a sense it's being turned upside down. But what you are seeing and feeling is that the upside down piece, the disregard for others, the disregard for anyone but your own power, your own wealth, your own ideas, will be the final product. Such is not so at all. More and more people are moving into, if you will, the love movement. And as they do, those people who are thinking only of themselves lose power by the minute. And so their antics become crazier and crazier to grab and maintain that power. Now, you are shaking your head saying, it doesn't look that way at all. It looks like those in power now are going to remain in power. And many of you have these thoughts that there are secret underground movements to upset the world, that it's going to be another world war, you're seeing all of that because of your historical past. Because what has happened in the past, you believe is going to reconfigure in a terrible place. So that World War III is coming and you are going to suffer for 10 years and then it'll be rebuilt and it'll be unpainful and you don't want to go through that. And all of those thoughts run through your head, either consciously or subconsciously. And we are telling you that many of you who have done reading or studying in the past have read that often you revisit a piece only to have a different outcome. And so it is now. It appears as if the most dire predictions are going to come true, that the world is, as you say, going to hell in a handbasket. Such is not true. What it is you're revisiting many of the phases that you visited when you were in different lives and different paths, only to discover that it is a different outcome. You know, many of you are truly starting to believe there won't be another nuclear war, or there won't be a nuclear war. Such is true. Now start believing that the antics of the power mongers are, in essence, tripping them up. Think of it as there's someone who is so proud of himself or herself in their powerful money garments, and they are walking through the door, and there's a tripwire in the door, and they fall. And those around them laugh because it is such a silly fall from that proud, proud demeanor. Now, that is not wishing the worst on anyone, but instead for you to understand that by acting like peacocks, or whatever term you wish to use, in their attempts to grab more power, they are going to trip themselves up. you know, the king who wore no clothes. You all know that story about the king in a parade, and he is, all his couriers are telling people that, or courtiers are telling people that, isn't his clothing and finery beautiful, beautiful, and the people are watching, and he has no clothes on at all, and they're starting to laugh because it is so silly, it is so lucrative, and that ludicrous, and that is exactly what is happening now. As the antics become sillier and sillier and more outrageous, people are starting to think within themselves, this person has no wisdom, this person has no power, this person is a bully. And so it is that you will note that the king wears no clothes. And the same for the queen. And what is happening is their life, as they now know it, will be destroyed. Not because of what they were before they tried to grab the power, but forevermore, you know, total destruction of their selfish world. And so it is that all of you can rest assured that the silly antics of the power mongers are coming to an end very, very soon, much sooner than you anticipate, with much less pain than you anticipate. So it is, move on to other pieces. Move on to your joy. Let the power mongers destroy themselves, to fall over the tripwire, to have the King Wore No Clothes parades, because that is exactly what is happening. They are becoming laughing stocks, if you will, instead of power mongers. That's not reasonable. That's not, what is he or she doing? That's not logical. That's hurting people. Why are they doing that? More and more people are waking up to that. So it is, allow yourself to play in joy and stop worrying about something that would never come to fruition. There is no World War III in the process. There is no nuclear war. There is no power mongers grabbing all the money in the world and the rest of you living in poverty or starving, as you have done in past times. Instead, the love movement is from the ground up, swelling from the ground up. And that swelling is going to change the upper echelon. For eons, power has come from the top down. Finally, 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 it is from the ground up. That it is time for you to claim yourself and your joy, and you will be doing more for the world than worrying about something that is not going to happen. So be it. Amen. Thank you for listening. I will talk with you again next week. Good day.